Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
Got a Twitter.
And take two.
Sorry. Peanuts. This should be a
good
no. This should be a no peanut flight right here. Puss has peanuts out there.
And we're glad to see him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I tweeted out this a woman listens, so she's in Atlanta. And apparently she was in her hotel room. Podcasting at the Hilton in Atlanta. The sounds of Uranus were flying on the highest volume. That was from last week. The maid knocks at the door. I'm shouting over the podcast. Just a second. She was gone.
Oh, not the sounds of Saturn.
No, the sounds of
sounds
Uranus.
Of Uranus.
Sounds of Uranus. And
that's a Dumb and Dumber moment. Just a second.
Hang on a second. Maid was gone. Of course she was. That's a woman, too. Thank you, Christy, for listening to the podcast. You can listen or stream the show live, too. Stitcher, iTunes, TNT, RadioEmpire.com. The Alexa plays a show anywhere in the world, too. But for some reason, a lot of people have to hear the show in order to miss all the nuances.
You don't want that.
So we'll take you. I don't care when you listen. You'll be listening to a show from 3 weeks ago. Thank you.
Yeah, they're... Sometimes they're not standalone episodes.
They're though. Not. They're not. I've noticed that.
Sometimes there's like historical references. Like years back.
Yeah.
Weeks back.
Researchers at the University of Oxford in Lincoln, in England. Morons, the lot of them.
Oxford morons.
Yeah.
They let Rob Lowe in.
They say that there's at least a 53% chance.
Uh-oh. That means 47 not.
That we are alone in the Milky Way galaxy, and at least a 40% chance that we're alone in the entire universe.
Is that more or less than you thought?
Probably more.
40% that we're alone completely? I mean, does that mean our kind of life, though? That's the thing about that. Life as we know it, right?
You know, life that's going to visit us. Intelligent life.
Oh, that kind of stuff. 40%?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to... I want to know how they know that.
Yeah. How'd they come up
with
that
figure? They addressed a puzzle called the Fermi Paradox that describes the contradiction between the lack of evidence of extraterrestrial civilizations...
Well, that's true.
...and the high probability that such alien life exists. That's called the Fermi Paradox. They also say that... Maybe nobody has colonized the galaxy because nobody else inhabits it. No one else lives there. Maybe that's why we're not seeing anybody, because there's no one there.
Heck, I tend to agree with that, but I'm a moron, too, from Oxford. No, didn't go to Oxford.
But that doesn't stop you from being a moron, does it?
No.
Just a different kind.
Actually, nothing really does. People, you know, bosses, nothing
schooling. Whatever.
Schooling. None of that stops me from becoming being a moron.
Education, life experience.
I'll tell you what, though.
You can have all that and still be a moron.
Even though it won't affect our lifetime, it's kind of depressing, though, if there is nothing else.
I suppose.
Well, we won't know. Yeah. Our lifetime won't matter, but I'm just saying.
But you would think.
Maybe the ancient aliens will somehow pop back up.
Somewhere in the far reaches of the universe, there's a civilization about as advanced as we are. you know, they can't because get to us and we can't get to them.
Well, because there are Earth-like planets that have the same kind of oxygen, all that kind of crap, that life could have developed. Now, it could have developed in a different way, but it still could be developed.
You know? Well, you also hear that it was a long shot that life developed on this planet.
Right. Well, Jesus just said, here's life, right?
Well, yeah, but not everybody has Jesus.
Good point.
No.
Actually, I had that in earlier.
Why did you put that in earlier?
There was an earlier.
I don't know why.
It's always there, but I was making sure it's back. You did a story earlier, and I was going to. Oh, I know. We're talking about Christmas in July.
Suck it, Jesus.
Lovely. That was it.
You're saying the universe is so massive that even God can't cover it all? And he only has time to look out for
Jesus. No, he's not saying that.
Only one God.
He is not the Jesus one.
Remember that. We have 3,000 gods
I'm talking about the God, the Son.
Well, what's the God?
Yeah. Well, the Son, the Father of Jesus.
That's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Is he the Father of Buddha?
That's the God.
The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
No, Buddha's dad was entirely separate guy.
They called him Mr. Buddha.
Yeah.
To you and me.
My dad was Mr. Buddha.
The real God is the Father of Jesus.
Unless you're not a Christian.
Well, then you're wrong.
Thank you. That's my whole problem with organized religion. Everybody is wrong.
Yeah.
If we all worship the same damn thing, I would go, yeah, okay, you probably got something going there. But since there's 3,000 at least, maybe we don't know what the hell's going on.
Some of us have got it right.
That's true.
Oh, absolutely.
That's true.
Got that nailed
down. Got that nailed.
Officials with the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans.
I love this story.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Unless you're an alpaca.
Well, I like the zoo's response.
They say that a 3-year-old jaguar escaped its habitat and went on a killing rampage. The jaguar escaped shortly after 7 a.m. before the zoo was open to the public and killed 4 alpaca, an emu, and a fox in about an hour.
How about like the night watchman? How'd he get out?
All these other animals that got killed were in places that they could not get out. The jaguar could get in and out.
I understand that. Yeah. But once again, we knew in our zoo, I knew a guy years ago that actually worked security, and his shift was overnight. You imagine driving a golf cart around the zoo at 3 in the morning?
No.
Man, that would freak you out.
Yeah.
You're going to hear noises.
Yes.
Now, and you're going to hear jags, but they're not open to come out and eat you.
But a jaguar won't go, a single jaguar won't go after a human.
We don't know that.
A pack of them may.
Okay.
Zoo staff were eventually able to sedate and secure the jaguar last night. They say the roof of the habitat was compromised that allowed the jaguar to escape.
How many alpacas were killed?
Well, 4.
Says 4, but now a total of 8 animals are dead.
Yeah. They're predators, man. They're killing machines.
Well, of course they are.
And he wasn't killing to eat them. He was killing to kill them.
So the guy shows up for work. The guy that has the key shows up at the zoo at 4 or 5 in the morning, opens the door, starts walking through the zoo. You start seeing dead animals, aren't you? Climbing a tree and saying, I better hide here for a while.
You would think.
Of course, a jag can probably climb a tree and kill you, too.
The story I read said they were asking the zoo, are you going to euthanize the jaguar? And
they said, no,
it was acting like a jaguar.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they do.
Got it.
They hunt. So he's not sick. He's not doing anything out of the norm.
But that wouldn't give him a taste to want to get out real quick again? That kind of stuff?
Well, the key is not letting him get out.
Exactly.
Because I imagine every damn one of those animals wants out.
Yes. Unless they're institutionalized, like Red.
And even then.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks.
So they say it was just a territorial display, and grief counselors have been brought in for the traumatized staff.
Right, for the alpaca family.
Yeah, the rest of the alpacas.
Yep.
They need to talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're going through some PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah. You get cornered by a jaguar and see your buddy get eaten. That's going to haunt you.
For your buddies. Gotta be some depressed alpacas.
The Air Force last week admitted to paying out $10,000 apiece to replace toilet seat covers.
Not the old toilet seat bit.
Yeah. Not toilets, just the toilet seats. $10,000 apiece.
So these contractors that get these big contracts and then they send out these bills, they know they're getting ripped. They just keep, don't they get, shouldn't they be arrested too?
This is a Vietnam-era cargo plane that is still being used, according to the Washington Post. The turlet seat on the C-5 Galaxy is no longer in production, so the government had to purchase customized turlet seats.
At $10,000 apiece.
At $10,000 apiece.
Yeah. See, this is one of those situations, and it also goes on in business, too. Like, let's say you ask for a little more money for your budget. Let's see this example.
Right.
All right, you came in under budget in whatever, so
they take it away from
they're going to cut it from you.
Right.
So if you don't stay on budget or go over budget, then they're going to cut you. So that's how you get around to spending, let's just give them 10 grand for a toilet seat. So the budget stays up there, and they won't cut us next year.
Well, in this case, they are now saying that we are not now, nor will we in the future, buy that aircraft part at that price because of newfangled things that are going on, this 3D printing deal.
I was just
going
to say, they 3D print a toilet seat.
They can 3D print a toilet seat for $300.
Jeez.
Not the $25 that you can get one for at the store.
Yeah, I was gonna say, even that's expensive.
And that's for the nice ones.
I bought it.
That's
for the whisper clothes. Buy
it. I'll let them have the fancy ones for $25.
You bolt that in yourself. Yeah, I could do that.
It might be the thick, cushy ones that come with the squatty potty.
But now they're just going to use the 3D printing and. That will lower the price tag to $300 away.
We used to have one of those cushion ones. I got rid of those because they're gross.
Yeah.
I mean, they feel okay, but they're gross because somebody's stanky ass was sitting on that cushion right before you.
I do like the ones that won't slam. You know,
I know.
They just go down real slow.
Yep.
We have those in all around the house.
Yeah, because
the only downside is when you go somewhere else to somebody else's house,
they don't.
And you don't remember that. You just go and flip the lid like at home and just slam.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Sorry.
Anytime I hear a story about an outsized price like that, I assume that they're just cooking the books and the money is actually going to somewhere else.
I think that too.
It's probably a little bit of both. Yeah. That might happen.
I'll give you that too. I'll give you that too. But I'm assuming that they have to. That the money that they can't tell anyone where it's going.
I also think it's the budget thing.
I assume they just throw it into stuff like that and make a turlet seat say, that cost $10,000. Really? Yep, that's our story.
Hey, we came up a little short. We're actually going to be under budget, so let's buy some $10,000 toilet seats. I think it's a lot of that, too.
Or that.
And book cooking. I agree with both.
Imagine coming home. Oh, honey, I got a new toilet seat. Yeah, how much it cost?
$10,000.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that. I had that earmarked for something else, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Got to take the kids to school. Can we get a car?
How about a car? Can I drive the toilet seat to school? I don't think so.
$10,000, it should have a bidet. I'd like one of those.
It should just chip away.
I'd give it a try. You hear nothing but good things about a bidet.
But I'd want it on power blast.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Because there's a lot to clean down there.
Yes, there is.
I'll give you that.
I'd power blast that every morning. I'm talking about my own ass. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I wasn't pointing at anybody right there.
I'd say we could
That's
all.
Like chipping away concrete, don't you think?
Yep.
I think it is sometimes.
Caked on mud.
Oh, and hair. Mud.
Although I did a little grooming this weekend. I went all metrosexual this weekend. I had a manicure and pedicure, my wife talked me into that.
You shouldn't post that, though. You should just do it yourself and not talk about it.
I didn't post it.
Yeah, you did.
My wife did.
Yeah, and everybody saw it.
I didn't put it on my page.
No, I don't care you put it on your page.
None of my friends saw it.
No, not everybody saw it.
But I really, really... It just bugs me. It's nails on a chalkboard.
When what?
When I cut my fingernails. I can't stand...
You can't cut your own fingernails?
Cutting my fingernails. I do it, but I don't like it. It just sends shivers up my spine.
I don't like it.
Should you actually go and get your fingernails clipped by somebody else? Yeah. Or does your wife do it?
No, no.
Well, you got to clip your nails quick. You can't go... You go every 4 days? Because your nails grow pretty damn quick.
No, I'll cut them once a week
myself. Okay, you cut them yourself.
I don't like it.
Okay.
But I want to have someone else do it. I think it's all right. But I do hate the emery board. When they take the emery board across the top of the nails, that sends shivers up my spine, too.
It's like Craig with that stupid pen over here. Scratch it on the paper. You should ask to get the... Can the Asian ladies power blast your ass?
No, they don't do that.
Damn it, they should.
Just nails.
Can you power blast my ass?
That stuck to the table. Yeah.
Now, that's something Dr. Mina might be able to do.
I hope so.
She's got the power
blast. Curry fever.
I don't know if all that machinery in there in her room is waterproof. I don't know if you want to be pulling out the power washer.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's probably going to ruin some of the computers and
stone,
stuff.
Yeah.
Usually when you power blast it, like for a colonoscopy, it's coming from the other way.
The other way, right.
It's coming from the inside. But yeah, I got my big toe painted, Craig.
Just the one?
Just the one.
You got the others worked on, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Get primer on those?
No.
As long as they're shiny.
Just one painted toenail. Like previously.
You don't wear flip-flops, so that's good.
When I did that, I had a Vikings logo on my big toe for quite a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. But most people don't see my feet. Unless you come to yoga class.
I see the bottom of your feet sometimes.
Can you wear socks at yoga class?
No.
You would slip, right?
You would. Because it would slip on your mat.
Are there yoga shoes?
Good point. Remember the old sock? Slippers and sticky things at the bottom.
I've seen yoga toes. They're kind of like toe shoes.
Oh God, don't wear those.
Yeah, but I've never seen anybody in class wear them.
Everybody's got to have their naked feet out there.
That's disgusting.
Oh geez. Well, that's it for yoga.
First of all, it's mainly chicks, so that's not bad.
Okay, but still,
somebody's behind Todd looking at his nasty guy feet.
Yeah,
some chicks have nasty feet too.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, don't.
I don't care that they do. I just don't want my cold ass feet out there.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing some things here that look. They're calling them yoga shoes. They leave your toes open, but they kind of give you a grippy thing on the bottom of your foot, behind the ball of your foot.
So your toes are sticking out.
Yeah, so your toes are sticking out, but you still got some traction.
All right.
I'm afraid of the feet being too cold.
See, I'm with you, Craig.
Oh, the yoga studio is always warm.
How your feet?
Plenty warm in the yoga studio.
Still.
Plus, you sit next to me. And
I'll rub your feet.
I'll generate some body heat.
Thank you for that.
People all around you generating body heat.
Jeez. The latest trend to take over Instagram apparently is what they're calling the migraine pose. And this pose involves posing with one or two hands, pulling your face up by your temples as if you had a migraine.
Why do you do this?
Well, the pose tightens the face, makes your cheekbones look more prominent, and lifts the brows. It's actually a temporary facelift
until you let go.
For the picture.
Yeah, until you let go, right?
Yeah, just for the picture.
What pose is doing now? Looks like an idiot.
Yes, but that's not really different than before he was doing that.
No.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of idiocy.
It's an idiot with hands on his face, and now it's just an idiot again.
Elle magazine is crediting Kylie Jenner as one of the first to strike the pose that she did for the cover of Love magazine in December.
She's self-made.
But people who claim to suffer from migraines argue that they are neither pretty nor fashionable.
Oh, Jesus. That's not what they're... Oh, gee. Then call it the facelift thing. Of course migraines are painful.
When I'm having a severe migraine attack, my face sure as hell does not look like these poses, says one critic.
Oh, gee.
Then call it something different.
Yeah, it's about making your face look smoother, so just call it smooth face.
Yeah,
people call you smooth face.
Call it the Sosa.
Maybe migraine sufferers just need to lighten up, Francis.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
You know, I mean, nobody's making fun of you.
Yeah.
We know migraines suck. They're not making fun of you.
You think that they would embrace this so that they can actually say, hey, yeah, we really are migraine sufferers, and take it from here and say, we need help.
Yeah,
it's not just this.
It, right.
Yes, let's have some migraine awareness. They have, you know, a couple people have started things about migraine awareness now, and you'd think that they'd go in that direction. No, they're just griping because you don't know how much I hurt.
Can you do a migraine dink pick? Just pull it all back. Just pull all the foreskin back.
I think that's
it's
in the tip sheet.
And make it look younger.
Don't
pull all
tip.
Your foreskin back and make it look younger, Craig.
Thank you.
All right.
We had our pilot buddy check in here.
Mm-hmm.
Michael says bidet toilets in hotels in China and Japan. He used to do the Asia route. I miss those things. I could sit there for hours.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.